So you gotta do me a huge favor. You gotta get to the point where you don't need a car anymore. You don't need a house anymore. You don't need to be pushed by anybody anymore. Your dreams, your wives are gonna push you. Your spouse is gonna push you. Your child is gonna push you. The need to get better is going to push you. Because you're closer than you're ever going to be, it's gonna push you. You don't need anything to push you. Your goals are gonna push you. Your dreams are gonna push you. The opportunity of a lifetime that happens in this particular time frame is gonna push you. It's gonna drive you. It's going to make you better. So do me a favor as I leave. You can't be average anymore. 70%. You can't do it. You can't do it and have what you want. You can't give me 70 and be what you want. You can't give me 70 and do what you want. You can't be average anymore. You can't be good anymore. 80%. You can't be good anymore. 80% and have what you want. You can't be good at something and have everything you dreamed of. To make your dreams become real. To no longer dream but walk in them. You can't. 90%. You can be good. You can be good. You can be great. But you still won't get it all. I'm telling you. But when you become phenomenal, there's nothing you can't have, nothing you can't do, nothing you can't be. And I believe that you're in this room right now. I believe that we're in the same space right now. I believe we're all in this place together. Listen to me. I believe that we're all in this place together because all of us hate average. None of us want to be good. And for those of us who reach greatness, we have a desire to push past greatness and see what phenomenal looks like. So I need everybody in the room, when you think about your goal and you think about your dream, I need you to understand, as I said to my wife in that hospital room, I can, I will, I must. I need everybody to say it with me. I can, I will, I must. Come on. I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Now for those of you, you want it all, every single dream, every single goal, as I said, for those of you who really want it, you're going to say it, and you're going to stand, and you're going to say it like you mean it. I can, I will, I must. Come on. I can, I will, I must. Come on. I can, I will, I must. Now say it like you mean it. I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Now I need you to think about that loved one, that individual that you have to do this for. I need you to say it with me. I can, I will, I must. Come on, for that individual. I can, I will, I must. For that person. I can, I will, I must. For that thing you want to accomplish. I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Now I want you to think about that hurdle. I want you to think about that thing that keeps pressing you down. I want you to think about that mountain that's hard to climb. I want you to think about that thing that you just can't seem to get over. We're going to get over it today. We're going to get over it. We're going to get over it together. I can, I will, I must. We're going to add to it. I can get over it. I will get over it. I must get over it. Ready? I can get over it. I will get over it. I must. Come on, come on. I can get over it. I will get over it. I must get over it.
I know something about you. I know you're not a quitter. I know you're a survivor. I know you're a survivor. If you're watching me right now, I know something about you. You are a survivor. So I want you to get off this. I want you to cut it off. I want you to go in the mirror and I want you to make the rest of your life the best of your life. I can, I will, I must. It's your boy, E.T.
I don't care what you've been through. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what your past is like. I don't care what your stress is like. I don't care what stress you're under. I don't care what problems you have right now. I don't care what you don't have right now. All I care about is what your mindset is like in terms of today and your future. Are you going to make today count? Because that's all you can control. And that's all that matters. It doesn't matter where you start, guys. It doesn't matter what talents you're born with. It's about where you finish. And this race isn't over. It's not over. You could still come in first in the marathon. But you gotta start today. You gotta start now. You have everything you have. Everything you need is inside you. It doesn't matter what you don't have now, because you can go get it. But it starts today. It starts with a commitment. It starts with a principle. It starts with a discipline. It starts with effort. It starts with energy. It starts with an idea that you're going to make today count. And a lot of people want to know what my routine is like. Well, it's predicated on that idea that I'm going to make today count. And that means that before everyone is up, I'm going to have entered a peak state already. I'm here to help you. But you have to help yourself. No one's going to do it for you in terms of the action. But you gotta say something with me. I'm going to make this thing work. I'm going to live out my dreams. I'm going to live out my purpose. I'm going to be who I was destined to be. I'm going to fulfill all of the tasks necessary to live out that purpose, to become who I really want to be. Not be who I am shackled by in the past. Not live in a world of constraint.
I didn't come this far to only come this far. I hear some people saying things like, when I make it, when I get to the top. I'll keep working hard until I get to the top, until I reach my goal. Let me tell you something. There's no end. Winners never stop. If you reach a goal, set a bigger goal. If you get to the top of the mountain, find a bigger mountain. It's the journey, the continued pursuit of growth, the constant seeking of improvement, the challenge. That's what makes life great. That's what makes a fulfilled life. I didn't come this far to only come this far. When I get this goal, I'll seek more. Not more things, more growth. Constantly pushing myself to be better. I didn't come this far to only come this far. I came this far so I could be strong enough to go further. So I'll be good enough to push myself hard. I'm only getting started. This is just the beginning. I'm proud of my achievements, but that doesn't mean I'll settle for them. Proud, but never satisfied. Proud, but forever home. Proud and always ready. Proud, but pushing. Pushing for more. Pushing for great. A true winner doesn't seek only the title. A true winner seeks growth. A true winner seeks greatness. It's the journey. It's the challenge. Don't tell me it's over. I'm just getting warmed up. If the journey wasn't challenging, the destination wouldn't be rewarding. It's the challenge that makes the greatness. You can't have a champion athlete without great competitors pushing them all the way. You can't have the greatest of all time without champions pushing them all away. It's the journey, the process that makes the greatness. If you reach your goal, set a bigger goal. If you get to the top of the mountain, find a bigger mountain.
Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finally intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen. You come in here headstrong for this workout, it's gonna take everything. This is madness, this is a super psycho workout. But if you have it up here, and you go through it out there, guys, you will leave here not only physically dominating, but mentally unstoppable. It all starts today, if you're ready to transform. You must believe in yourself enough to be the person now of what others will remember you for later. You know, a lot of people don't know that. They sit there and they do, they put the effort in because they want to change, right? They put all this effort in, you know, to do what they think is right, but they haven't done the back research preparing it
to make sure their effort is according to where they want to go in life. So they end up just doing random. They put the dumb in random then, because they don't even know what they're really doing because they haven't studied it. They haven't prepared for it. And when you fail to prepare, you basically are preparing to fail. It's not about how you can look in the mirror. It's how you feel right now that you did it right today. You're alive, man.
That you're actually doing something, you're making a difference in your life. That fuels the fire to be headstrong, believing in what you're doing no matter what the disbeliefs of the third party subjective losers are out there.
I had to crawl my way to get the first cover. I had to lie. I had to break all the rules.
Shoulder tricep superset. Super madness, man. This workout's gonna take everything you had. Come in here ready, mentally ready, headstrong. Because that's how you have to be, mentally tough up here. If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find the way physically to make it happen. If you are short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys, it will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become reality.
This is just a rant, very simple, and something that I want you to pass on because the level of complaining is unacceptable. Look. What if I told you you'd die this week? Would you complain about your crap job? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. We're living in a world where there's so much more opportunity. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad. Please, take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era.
400 trillion to one. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life? That's how rare it is to be a human being. And what are you waiting for?
We are not catching up in our actions to our ambitions. And what it leads to is a whole lot of complaining. Of course it's supposed to be hard. People are like, Gary, it's so hard. No, you want to make millions of dollars and live your perfect life? Why should that be easy?
You can live on 6 hours sleep. So you have 18 hours. You have 18 goddamn hours. I want to know what you're doing with your 18 hours. Because you can work your 9 to 5, and that's 9. And you can travel for an hour here and there. Respect. Nice little solid commute. Oh, you want to be a family man? Mazel tov. You can spend 2 hours with your kids. What do you do with those other 5 hours? You're watching House of Cards. You're playing Madden. You're relaxing from the other intense 10. Gary, I already spent 11 hours. Well, great. Then don't complain or want more. Respect that by getting rest and this and that, you were giving up opportunity to go into a new world. You want the audacity to have a 1% life. Let's call it what it is. You want to live as well as the 1% to 2% in the world. It's not very complicated. The math is very raw. Like, if you want to have one of the best lives in the world, which is you live on your terms, you have to pay your dues to get there.
Let me promise you something. I know tens of thousands of people, and I know thousands of people extremely well, and I know hundreds of people deeply well. There is no correlation between how much money someone makes and their level of happiness. But what's not being talked about is the friends and acquaintances I have who've committed suicide in the entrepreneur land the last 4 years, because nobody talks about the downside. Everybody thinks they're gonna be Zucks. Everybody thinks they're gonna build Snapchat. Go look at the data. The data shows that the far majority of this room will not succeed, not even close, to building an actual business. And I don't come here to be somber. I come here to remind you that there's only one thing you can do. The only thing you can do that can trump the moment mommy and daddy had sex to make you. The only thing that can trump that, the only thing that can trump your DNA, the only thing that is controllable, if you want it, if you want this, is work. Who's in it because they're in it? And who's in it because it's the trend? And let's not get it twisted. It's easy. You can say you're a rapper or an athlete, but you can easily see that you're not. Entrepreneurship is hidden. Entrepreneurship is kind of like you say it on your gram account, and then you kind of can look the part. You can go to the parties. You can go to the conferences. Like, you can trick it way more than a lot of other things. And so I'm saying this very carefully. Listen to me. If you know deep down that you're being exposed by this rant, here's a smart move. Before the world collapses, go figure out who you think is actually gonna survive that. Who are the wartime generals? Let me remind a lot of you, the 84th employee at Facebook is gonna make much more money than the founder of almost every company that's gonna be invented over the next 5 decades. So the one advantage is the access to these winners that you've never seen before. So if you are listening right now and say, Gary, like, I got this, I'm gonna do it, then do it. Stick it to my face, I can't wait to get the email from you 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now. But if you're listening and saying, it's true, because I wasn't into being a businessman or woman when I was a junior in high school, right? I was gonna be this, I was gonna be an architect, I was gonna go to Harvard, I was gonna be a banker. If that's you, give a real thought to this, because we've seen this in 2001 and 2008. Shit is very ugly, and it's a 10-year, 7-year, 5-year step back. Or you could take advantage of the window we're in right now and take advantage of the fruitful times and the access to these A-plus generals, and I would jump on those boats if I were you. Yeah.
And if you're fortunate enough to be here today, to know to be here today, to afford to be here today, you are sitting in an incredible spot of the 7.7 billion people on earth, and I just don't understand why you wouldn't take full advantage of it. And it starts with something very basic, which is actually start understanding how this is all working deeper, not wider. You don't need to know in theory how AI and Alexa voice and VR and social media work. You need to start understanding how one of those things works deeply. I've gotten here today because I didn't come to conferences and talk or make videos or build a personal brand for the first 15 years of my career. Let me remind many of you, long before I was Gary V, I was Gary Vaynerchuk building a liquor store by being good at email marketing, at Google AdWords, at banner retargeting, at YouTube marketing. I was a practitioner. And then once I built something from 0 to 60 or 3 to 60 million with no money, once I built something, then I had a little audacity to come and talk to you about how I did it. The amount of 23-year-old business coaches and marketing gurus who haven't done it in their life that's out there on Instagram right now is startling. It is time to do, and less talking and more doing.
This is a matter of life and death. I don't know who told y'all. I don't know who told y'all this was about math, this was about English, this was about science, right? And y'all thinking, why do I need math to blow up? Why do I need English to blow up? Look, this is not about what you think it is. This is life and death. School is about setting a foundation. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So I need you to try. I need you to try to read every single word. If you don't know it, write it down, look it up. I need you to try to do every single assignment. I need you to try to go to every single class. I just need you to try, because I know something about you. I know something about you. I know when you put forth 120% effort, it ain't nothing you can't do. It ain't nothing you can't accomplish. I don't want you to live to die no more. I want you to die to live, because I know if you try, I know if you put forth 120% effort, it ain't nothing you can't do.
But live in a world of freedom, and that's yours to have. That's a choice that you can make. That's a decision that you could follow through on, that you could carry out. You gotta wanna make this thing work for you. You gotta make today count. What are you doing with your time? Are you wasting it? Are you going to make today count because it's precious? Or are you going to let it just slip away? Let it fade. You need to be in a peak state at all times. That's going to be predicated on your will, your intensity, your integrity, your character, your energy, your effort to get what you want out of this life. It's on you.
It's hard to put the effort in to create greatness. But it's a lot harder to accept the reality that you could have been great.
I want you to know something, that the bigger your dream is, I want you to understand the harder the grind. Listen to me. Luck is for leprechauns, and you ain't green. Luck is for leprechauns, and you're not green.
I'm gonna say it again. Luck is for leprechauns and you're not green. What I am telling you is that if you're willing to go beast mode, you can have whatever you want. I'm a living example. You can start from nothing. Start from nothing. You know the story. Mom was a teenage mom. Start with nothing. Grandma had 14 kids. Start with nothing. 2-bedroom house, 1-bathroom. Mom got kicked out because she had me. Start with nothing. Start with nothing. High school dropout. Start with nothing. Homeless. 12 years to get a 4-year degree from the university. Start with nothing. If you are willing to grind. I believe effort, and you've heard me say it. You might come from privilege. You might have a father that can give you everything your little heart desires, but you will not outwork me. Listen to me, I told you. I want you to think about those goals. I want you to taste them. I want you to internalize it. I'm not asking you to tell me what your goals are because I'm interested in hearing everybody in the room. I couldn't possibly do anything with it. Listen to me, this is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you to dream your dream because I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want you to know how close, I want you, just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. But more importantly, I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. You might be the ant, and the ant has very little, but he's determined, he's strong. He has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're gonna have to stay up. The bigger your dream is, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. And for those of you who raise your hand and put up 70%, you'll never see it. You'll never see it. For those of you who are 70%, 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle. When you said to yourself, when the ball comes down, this is what I want to accomplish. You're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question. What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be the president. You're not the only one that wants to be the CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You've gotta execute, and you've gotta go from 70 to 120. No excuses, guys. I wish you could pay me $1,000 today. I can tell you 70% is enough. I wish you could pay me $1,500. I wish you could pay me $1,500. But it's not gonna happen. You're thinking, I want you to get it out your system. You're thinking, I'm gonna work hard for 10 years, then I'll relax. And if that's what you're thinking, this ain't for you.